Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. Now, you know, this is a podcast where I have an opportunity to interview people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today I'm so super excited because my special guest is Allison David. And Allison is the CEO of the Claymont Community Center. Now, her strategic and operational responsibilities include not only embracing the community by addressing their needs, but also giving them a sense of belonging and self-esteem. And that's what we all can use with a little bit today, can't we? Allison, welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
Antoinette, thank you so much for having me. It's going to be a great conversation, and I'm really excited to be here.
And I'm excited to have you here because, you know, before we started, you said, well, I used to work at Goodwill in Claymont. I'm like, oh my God, that was the spot, because I did a lot of events there for them and I bit my teeth thrifting. So that's how my first blog started. So we could talk about that another day. But today I have you here and we're going to be talking about some of the amazing things that are happening in Claymont, as well as the surrounding areas. Not only that, you and your team, I know there's a lot of volunteers that involve that are helping people in the community. Nonprofits, over the years, they've struggled, but I bet, you know, you've probably been in those trenches and you've been working hard. So take us a little bit through that journey to the point that you are there now as the CEO of the Claymont Community Center.
Sure. So I got my first taste of sort of helping other people from a very young age. And even in high school, I was a peer counselor and continued that love of helping other people. And my parents always told me that, you know, life is more than just about yourself, but it's about other people and it's about being part of your family and your community. So I started in my career very much in direct service, working with people that, you know, needed help and needed opportunities. And I started that direct service and then just worked my way up through several nonprofits, eventually landing here at the Claymont Community Center. And while it's always been about helping other people, I think I've matured in a sense that I like to think of it as providing opportunities for other people, because it's not about me, it's about them. And if people have the right opportunities, they can do, you know, so much more. So this has been a wonderful place for me to really interact with the community and provide those different opportunities.
That is so wonderful. You know, that's much needed today. Now, did you start here in Delaware? Is Delaware your home?
No, Delaware is not my home. Actually, I'm from New York. And yeah, I grew up in the New York and Connecticut area. And I came down to Philadelphia to go to school. I'm an alumni of St. Joe's.
Okay.
In Philly. So I worked in Philadelphia for 20 years and then came down to Goodwill of Delaware and Delaware County and then to the Claymont Center.
And I've been getting, you know, I feel like magnets, you know, here in Delaware, but it seemed like the last three guests I've had, I'm from New York. I'm originally from New York, New Rochelle, Mount Vernon. And the last three guests, like they started in New York and then they're here in Delaware. So it's like, oh my God, Delaware must be the magnet for people who, you know, I always say you don't live in New York, you survive in New York. I mean, it's the best place to live, survive, but Delaware is so convenient because we can hop, skip, and jump back home, or, absolutely, you know, to Jersey or to Philly or Maryland or DC. So Delaware is so cool. So yes, I'm a native New Yorker as well. So that is so great. And, you know,
we'll talk about that too.
Yes. And talking about Claymont now, there's two stories for Claymont. Claymont, I actually worked in Claymont when I was with IBM years ago, right there on Naaman's Road. But this is so weird. I have the fondest memories of the Claymont Community Center, because that's actually where I first met and love, and I miss her so much, Ronnie Cohen. She was the executive director of the Delaware Financial Literacy Institute. And she was like my big sister. I loved it. She actually discovered the Delaware Blogger, believe it or not. And I still give her kudos to this day from 2012. And I used to go up there all the time. So, you know, I really kind of miss that atmosphere there. And I just love it. I mean, the community in Claymont is amazing.
Yeah. You know, I was so excited to hear that you had worked for DFLI. Because they were one of our building partners for many years. And I think it really speaks to what the Claymont Community Center is all about. You know, people come here for very different reasons. And the Claymont Center is special to everyone for whatever they're here for. But typically what happens is when people come here, they're coming for one thing and they have no idea that there's all these other things. So it's really fun to see them kind of learn about the Claymont Center. And the easiest way to explain it, because it is complicated and wonderful in its complexity, but we operate four signature programs. We have our Brandywine Senior Center. We have a learning center that helps people get their high school diploma or GED. We also serve a large immigrant population. We're helping people from 23 countries learn English. We also have our food closet, which is assisting over 200 families a month with additional food support. And then our newest and most exciting program right now is our Empowered Youth Program. And that's our after-school program for kids in grades 4 through 8. So we're really excited about that. So those are our programs, but then we have all of these building partners. We have a state service center. We have a private daycare, Head Start. We have 5 providers that provide mental health counseling. And we also have private businesses that operate here. We also have the McAleer Paulson School of Irish Dance. So wow. It is such a wonderful mix of public, private, for-profit businesses, and that reflects community. And I always like to say when you've seen one community center, you've seen one community center because they really reflect their community.
So, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this one is, you know, a reflection of the diversity of the community, of all of the different parts of the community that need to work together to have a thriving community.
And, you know, I was reading, there's something else going on in Claymont. We can talk about that after the break, but I see they're building a big old park there. You know, I mean, Claymont is growing. I remember because going up 95, you know, it's very centrally located. If whether you're coming down from Philly or coming up from, you know, the DMV area, it's right there in Claymont, which is what, isn't that the border? Like Claymont is like, is that the first city you hit when you get into Delaware off of 95?
Yeah, it's the most northern part. Right. Of Delaware.
Yeah, most people think Wilmington, but it's actually Claymont.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, parts of Claymont and parts of Wilmington hit the PA line. But yeah, I mean, I live right over the border, so it's super close.
Now, you know, thinking back, you know, that you talked about the four things that's going on there, you know, the seniors and the learning and the immigrant communities and, you know, the food closets and thinking of all of that. I hate saying this because, you know, one day someone's going to be listening to this show and it's going to be 20 years down the future and they're going to say COVID, what was COVID? You know, almost like, you know, the Spanish flu, but really, you know, people are coming in, they need a hand up, not a handout. And we've been talking about keeping, you know, everybody healthy and connected. How did the pandemic really affect you? And now that we're coming kind of out of, you know, the bubble, I don't know if we're coming out of it or maybe we're just shifting. How had that affected operations for the Claymont Community Center?
Sure. So I think when I look back on the last 19 months, COVID has tested the concept of community. Community is togetherness and being together. So COVID forced us apart and tested that concept. What I am most proud of the center and of the staff was our ability to stay connected to the people that we serve, even though we couldn't be together. So virtually everything went online and virtual. And, you know, overnight, the seniors couldn't come in anymore. The students couldn't come in. The youth couldn't come in. The only thing that we had open in the building was our food closet. But we did all of that outside. You know, it wasn't come in and pick your food, but we're going to bag it and we're going to put it in the trunk of your car. But our staff adapted really quickly and initiated wellness calls and drop-offs to kids' homes with, you know, activities and snacks, mailing out cards to the seniors, anything we could do to stay connected. And we have this really wonderful story. There's a small group of women in our senior center who had a Bible study that used to meet. And obviously they couldn't do that anymore. But through a grant, we got a bunch of iPads and we deployed them to their houses. And basically people on our staff were training them over the phone how to use these things. And they had, after a couple months, they had their first Bible study class together online, and they were just so excited to see each other again. So, you know, I think we've been incredibly creative around trying to stay connected to people, and that's really been wonderful to see. You know, as we come out of this in different stages, you know, we've tried to do, you know, drive-through events and outdoor events, and obviously, you know, following all of the guidelines on how to get people back together in ways that are safe, particularly for our young people, sort of teaching them about that. Like, they can still hang out with their friends, but they've got to be safe about it. So, you know, I think that's been the thing that I'm always going to remember, the creativity and staying connected, and how deeply our staff cares about the people that they serve. It's been wonderful to watch.
Yeah, I'm looking for, and not, you know, I don't like to rush my life away, but I'm looking forward to reading, you know, in history, you know, maybe 10, 20 years from now, how, you know, things change and how it adjusted, how we connected virtually. But it seemed like in the very beginning, like you said, 19 months ago, it was like, wow, it was like something that really hit out of nowhere. But we learn and we adapt it. And if you don't evolve, you become extinct like the dinosaurs. So I'm glad that we were all able to evolve. Absolutely. Some are still straggling, you know, and then they're just never going to make it. But I'm glad that, you know, you guys did that. And and I wanted to talk about some upcoming events, but we're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, Alice and I are going to talk about some upcoming events that are being sponsored by the Claymont Community Center and how you can you know, assist and connect with them as well. So go grab yourself something, a sip or snack, and we'll be right back. And don't forget, find and follow me on all my social media platforms. You can simply use that Linktree ID, Del Blogger, to find me everywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, fellas? If you're looking for healthy, thought-provoking conversations on a variety of topics dealing with life issues, be a transparent, open dialogue for men who need a dose of honest, engaging, and heartfelt discussions, tune in to Inside the Armor, airing Mondays at 8 a.m., hosted by
Joe, Russ,
and yours truly, Boone. We would love to have you vibe with us as we talk about our trials and our triumphs, our messes, and our successes. Join us for Inside the Armor Mondays at 8 a.m. Iron Sharpening Iron, one podcast at a time.
Are you ready to join the billion-dollar podcasting industry? If so, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is ready for you. Whether you're just starting out and have no equipment, or you are a seasoned pro but need help with production, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio has everything you need.
Conveniently located in Middletown, Delaware, Blake's state-of-the-art production facilities make producing your first or 100th podcast a breeze. No matter what kind of project you have in mind, the professionals at Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio can help with your production or give you the tools to produce it on your own. At the heart of Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is award-winning blogger, vlogger, and CEO, Antoinette Blake. And her goal is simple, to help one more entrepreneur be successful. So stop making excuses and start making your podcast, audiobook, e-course, and other online dreams come true. Call Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio now, 302-261-3530. That's 302-261-3530.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger, and the host and CEO of A. Blake Enterprises Social Media Marketing and Consulting. I'm an award-winning blogger, vlogger, author, podcast host, and professional speaker. But here on Out and About with Antoinette, I am meeting some amazing people every Wednesday at 1 p.m. I am interviewing a guest who's from in and around the state of Delaware that's doing some positive things in their communities. And today is Allison David. She is the CEO of the Claymont Community Center. And we were talking about some of the great things not only does the Claymont Center was doing, are still doing, and now guess what? There's some great things coming up in the future. Allison, now before the break, we talked about how, you know, things change, you know, because I don't think they got less. I think they got better during the COVID-19 pandemic. And again, we're coming out of it. So tell us what's coming up soon. What's happening?
I sure will. I'm excited to talk about our upcoming events. I think that that is one of the things that we've had a lot of fun with over the last year, sort of trying to continue our events in new and different ways. So on Wednesday, October 27th, we will be having our second trunk or treat event. And so we have a bunch of cars that are decorated and families can drive through our sort of haunted parking lot, see all the decorations. We'll give out candy. We're also giving out books to kids this year. So we're really super excited about the trunk or treat. It's going to be really fun. We'll have a DJ and just, you know, make it as festive as we can. In November, we start our annual food drive. I mentioned we have a food closet, and we saw over the last year the generosity from the community to help neighbors, feed their families. We know that COVID really revealed how many people need help. And the generosity from this community has been wonderful. So we are kicking off our food drive. Any kind of, you know, non-perishable food is greatly appreciated. And that helps us with our partners, the Food Lion, Trader Joe's and Wawa, and the Food Bank of Delaware really helps us support the community. Nobody should have to make decisions between food and other necessities. It just shouldn't happen. So we appreciate people's involvement in that. And then I'd love to tell you about our Festival of Lights. That is an annual celebration that we do. This year's will be on Thursday, December 2nd. And it's really a wonderful community event that celebrates all of the holidays that involve lights. And we come together for a ceremony that talks about Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and this year we're adding Diwali.
Bye.
And it has been a wonderful opportunity to recognize the diversity in the community, and for people to learn about other traditions. And something very special that we do is that people can purchase a light like a light where we write the name of someone special to them, either in honor of someone, in memory of someone, in celebration of someone. And from the very first time we did this event, people came and they wanted to see their lights. They wanted to see the lights of people that maybe they are recognizing or that they've lost. And one of the things we know about the holidays is it's hard for some people. It's hard when we miss those people that are no longer in our lives. And it's a way to honor their memory and honor the light that was their life. So it's a wonderful event. And I really, of all the things we do, it's probably the most special in terms of bringing people together, being a really wonderful way to celebrate diversity and celebrate people in our lives.
I love that. Yeah, the Festival of Lights. Yeah, and it's amazing. And that's actually what, December 2nd, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is that going to be held in the center or is that going to be held outdoors? Or how is that?
It's going to be, it's going to be outside and the front lawn. And, you know, we used to do this inside, but last year, obviously, we couldn't because of COVID. But I will tell you, it's one of those happy accidents. Mm-hmm. It was so beautiful outside.
Yeah.
We have lights all over the place and it kind of has that nighttime magical kind of feeling to it. So
yeah, I love that. That's going to be beautiful. I'm going to mark my calendar for that. That's the Festival of Lights on the 2nd of December. Now, I know you had mentioned the trunk or treat for the end of the month, the 27th?
Yes.
Okay. Wednesday. But what about the food drive? Can people, how do people donate food for that? Like do they have to call or email? And, you know, how does that work? Because, we still don't know, you know, should we go inside, not outside? How does that work?
Sure. So we accept donations anytime we're open. So the center is open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays from 8 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 4. So pretty much whenever you are in the area and want to drop off, you can just drop off your donations.
All right. So Mondays through Thursdays, drop offs 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Correct.
Okay. So give us like your link, your website, email address, even a telephone number that people can call.
Sure. So our website is claymontcenter.org. So that's claymontcenter.org. Our main number is 302-792-2757. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you'd like to email, you can email us with any kind of questions at info@claymontcenter.org.
Great. So check out the website. This is great. Claymontcenter.org.
Yes.
Is that it? Okay. So, because everybody goes to .com.org. So go to that. And the number is 302-792-2757. And of course, Facebook and Instagram, check them out. Allison, you guys are doing some amazing things and I know there's so much more going on. So let me tell you what I'm going to do. In addition to the podcast that be out in a couple of weeks, I also have a blog. So if there's anything that's coming up after the December timeframe, please send that to me so that I can include that in the Delaware Blogger blog with this podcast embedded in that as well. So please send that to me. But before I let you go, because you're a busy person, you got things to do. You're on the clock right now. Is there any last words that you'd like to leave me and or my listening audience?
I would first say thank you for all of your listeners, for tuning in, for listening to me talk about the center. It's a place that I love very much and I'm very proud of what we do. I would say, please go on our website and check us out or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. like I said, there's so many things that are here, probably that I didn't even have time to tell you.
We'll bring you back on the beginning of the year. You can tell us what else is going on.
But I think, you know, people can come here for things that they need, but also things that they want. And plenty of people come because they want to be part of the community. They want to give back. So there's so many opportunities for people to engage with the center. And, you know, we're really open to that and would love to have people here.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, like I said, this is just a little platform that I have that I use to share, you know, the good news, because we get a lot of the negative news. We can get that 24/7, 365. But, you know, here on Out and About with Antoinette and on the Delaware blog, our blog, it's about the good things that's happening in the state of Delaware, which is the diamond state. I love this state. You know, there's a lot going on and people don't know. So, you know, any way that we can share, you know, your good news, your positive news, you know, you always got a platform here with me. So thank you, Allison. Thank you so very much. I hope that you have a wonderful week, the rest of your day, and may God continue to bless you, your mission and your vision, and all the volunteers there at the Claymont Community Center. We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed talking.
Thank you, Allison. And thank you for listening to today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette, where every week I have the privilege and the honor of interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who is doing some great things in the communities. So if you'd like to be a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget to find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog, my vlog, and just use that Linktree ID, Del Blogger, because you know I was going to go on and give you Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, all that other stuff, and even TikTok. Yeah, I stepped into the TikTok world, but you know, I'm easing back out of that. But thank you guys for listening. And please share this podcast link with your family, your friends, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya, it's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.